You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Unions say that the government's change to employment law restricting contractors from challenging their status in the employment court is a step in the wrong direction. The change comes off the back of the landmark decision by the employment court to grant four contract Uber drivers the status of an employee. The government now wants to prevent this from happening again. ITU Union National Secretary Rachel McIntosh says this change will lock in the exploitation which Uber's current model relies on. I spoke to McIntosh about why the government is implementing the changes and how these will negatively affect workers. ITU is against this change to the law. Why is this?
Because it reduces workers' rights, and it can be seen as a direct response to a victory by Uber drivers recently, where the Court of Appeal said that Uber drivers are employees and they're entitled to minimum wage, they're entitled to sick leave and paid holidays, which contractors are not entitled to. So it's a really important attack on basic decent work for working people in this country.
When you say that it's going to restrict workers' rights, could you outline some specific ways that it might do this?
Sure. So at the moment, workers have the certainty that the actual nature of the relationship between them and the person they're working for matters, and that if that relationship is an employment relationship in reality, then they have the right to challenge it. And taking away that right to establish that you do have these employment rights, like minimum wage, the ability to take a personal grievance if the person you're working for treats you unfairly or sacks you unfairly, minimum holidays and paid sick leave. These things are really vital and make a huge difference to somebody's life. And what this law, which describes itself, which the government is describing as increasing certainty, what it actually does is it takes away from workers the certainty that the relationship, their employment relationship, matters.
This whole move kind of comes off the back of that appeal from the four contract Uber drivers in 2022. They were granted employee status from the employment court, and Uber appealed this decision, but it wasn't upheld. Why is the government wanting to prevent something like this from happening again?
This is the government's aim, is to tip the balance of power back towards employers. And that's clearly their aim, that's their stated aim. They think that employees and workers have too many rights in spite of the huge inequality in this country, inequalities in wealth, and the fact that particularly vulnerable workers, but in fact all workers, have less power than the person they're working for. And this is increasing the power of the people who can just, they can put in writing that you're a contractor, and whether the person really is or not, if that happens, and if in theory they could work for another employer, in theory they can turn work down, that's all that's required, and doesn't matter. Nothing else matters. They have lost the right to say, well, actually, no, I'm really an employee and I don't have to work for less than the minimum wage. I don't have to have no income when I'm sick. I don't have to be denied the right to challenge injustice by taking a personal grievance.
For example, could there be a situation where someone was employed as a contractor, but they were working as though they're an employee, but then they wouldn't be entitled to the same rights that an employee was, and they couldn't challenge this? Is that kind of what is going to happen under this change?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, so particularly a lot of young people and migrant workers, they will quite often do casual work. So it's not permanent full-time, but it is still employment. So if you do some casual part-time shifts at McDonald's, you have the right to the minimum wage, you have the right to paid sick leave, you have all those kind of things. This law, potentially, if McDonald's decides to describe that as a contract, takes away the right of those people to say, well, actually no, I'm an employee and I've got these other entitlements.
The ACT Party said in response to some of the backlash around this that if people were working as contractors and they didn't want to be subject to this, then they should just go out and get full-time work instead. But is it really that easy?
Well, it completely is not that easy, particularly, you know, at the moment with rising unemployment, with the economy in recession, to to say that people have a choice is really quite insulting because it's a myth, you know. It's a kind of take it or leave it choice that people have. And also some people's, yeah, either people can't find full-time work or actually they don't want full-time work, but they might want some casual work, but they still want to have the rights of an employee to fair treatment, to decent wages and to paid leave.
Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Brooke Van Velden met with Uber when discussing these changes, but there's been no mention that she's met with Uber drivers or unions either. Is this concerning?
So she refuses to work with, to meet with Uber drivers. She refuses to hear the stories of the people who are affected by this other than, yeah, the representatives of Uber, a multinational, extremely wealthy company. Those are the people she's met with, and she won't meet with unions. She will not hear the side of the people who stand to lose hugely from this proposed law.
Do you think that this move is going to encourage businesses to employ more contractors rather than employees?
Well, that's the danger, and that will start with unscrupulous employers and then even employers who may want to do the right thing. If they are being undercut by people who are cutting labour costs by calling people contractors, then it'll be very hard for any employer to resist. So there's a real danger of this spreading and work getting worse and harder and basically impossible for working people.
And you said that Workplace Relations and Safety Minister Brooke Van Velden doesn't understand the employment relations system. Why is this?
Well, she's very inexperienced and, you know, that's the choice of the government to put her in that position. But she is not taking advice from unions who have, you know, well over 100 years of experience in this area to create decent work, which should be the aim of an employment minister, employment relations minister. That should be her aim, but she is not interested in taking that advice, and it is pretty clear that she doesn't understand. If she can call this a clarification, and if she doesn't understand that what it is an attack on workers, then she clearly doesn't understand the system.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I have heard people in favour of the law saying that Uber drivers don't want this victory because they want to be able to, they don't want to have to work full-time. This is not about full-time work. This is about actually part-time intermittent work, which still carries employment rights, and there's nothing to stop that. But this is what the government is looking to do.
That was E2 National Secretary Rachel McIntosh on the government's move to restrict contractors from challenging their employment status.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.